Blog Talk Radio. Proverbs 5 through 8. Proverbs 3, 5 through 8. It says, "Trust in the Lord with all thy heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct your path. Be not wise in your own eyes. Fear the Lord and depart from evil." You know, just as the song was singing a few moments ago, depart from evil, for the only way you're going to be saved from the upcoming death of Satan and what he does in this world is for you to be saved by God from sin. Yep. Let's have a word of prayer right quickly. Father, thank you so much for all the things that you have done for us, sheep. Thank you for opening our eyes, our ears, and our mind to understand what is written in the Bible. And let's realize that our Christ, the Christ that's in this Bible, does not have straight hair. He has hair like wool. And you'll find that in Revelation 1 and 14. Thank you, Father, for opening my eyes. Thank you, Father, for choosing us and bringing us out of the world. Sheep, read your Bible. There are so much understanding will come to you if you just sit and read. You know that the world, the devil is in the world because he's told a lie. One of the biggest lies is that Jesus Christ is white with long string hair. And that's not what this Bible says. It says that he has curly hair or hair like wool. Thank you, Father, for leading us to the Bible. Thank you for opening our eyes. Thank you for not opening up your arsenal of natural disasters or chemical disasters on us in Detroit. Thank you for your protection. I see what the waters can do. I see what your arsenals of water can do down in Texas and the southern parts of the United States. It can kill, and it can make people lose their homes. We're beginning to see and understand what you are. You are all powerful. You are. Thank you that you look like us because you have feet of brass. And for those that don't know, feet of brass, in fire, that's been in fire, that's brown like us. The devil has lied so much. And I don't understand why it's taken me so long to understand that your hair is like wool, just like mine. Thank you for giving us right mind, Father, and prosperity and good health. I say this prayer in Yeshua's name, better known as Jesus. Amen. This is the Feed My Sheep Show. I am Sandra Harris, your host. Happy Sabbath morning to everyone. Although this is Friday evening, you know, the next day begins at the evening time. So our Sabbath has begun already. And I'm doing it at the first sign of Sabbath. The only day in the Bible that tells you to keep holy. You find it in Exodus chapter 20, verse 8. Read it for yourselves. Then you will understand. I read from the King James Bible. Sabbath observance starts Friday evening and ends Saturday evening. I want you sheep to have your three P's just in case I say something that you want to jot down to remember later. So I want you to have your three P's, your pen, pencil, and paper, and jot down what I may say or any scriptures I may say. And welcome to Sabbath School. Now, I choose whatever I want to read to you. I don't go by what they go by in Sunday school. I remember it's been a while since I was there at the church, but they were read out a book called, I forget the name of that book, but it's called Precepts and Something. I don't remember it. But nonetheless, let us get to our lesson for today. Now, my computer has skipped, turned to white. Oh, God. My lesson, well, I had finished the book of Romans, Romans. I have finished the book of Acts, and the last chapter is where Paul had gotten stuck, shipwrecked in Malta, I think the name of the place was. And it was cold and it was raining. So what he did was he went to pick up wood. When he landed on the island of Malta, he went and picked up wood. And when he picked up some small wood for the fire, to put on the fire, a viper had gotten in on the in the wood. And so what he did was, when he was putting the wood on the fire, the viper was stuck to his hand. That's when the people saw the snake had bitten his hand. And they were thinking that he was going to soon die, because he was probably some type of criminal, but he was not. And then when he didn't die, after a while he didn't die, they had begun to think that he was a god. So that's pretty much last week's lesson, although it's for today. And I told you all that we don't know when God will come back again. But he had told me to feed his sheep, and he did that. That was about 20 or 30 years ago, and I didn't do it. I only started doing it 7 years ago, on August 2010. That's when I started. And I didn't start here on this show. I started in another TV station. But thank God I'm on Blog Talk Radio now. And I'm picking up where I left off. And that is, I'm trying to read as many lessons to you before God comes, because he said, feed his sheep. And I didn't know how to feed his sheep, so the only thing I could do was try to read stories from the Bible. And this is what I'm doing now. I'm trying to tell you about what the past story that was in the book of Acts, chapter 28. I told you that Paul got shipwrecked, and it was raining and it was cold out, so they started a fire, and he picked up wood, and some of the wood had a viper on it, and the viper stuck to Paul's hand, and Paul shook it off into the fire. And the people, the natives, thought he was going to die, but he did not die. So that's what happened in Acts 28. And I had told you once before that I was not read Paul, because in the book, in the letter to Timothy, he said that the woman should be quiet in the church. But then when I get to Timothy, the second chapter, and verse 12, it says, but I suffer. God didn't say that. Paul said that. I suffer not a woman to teach, nor usurp authority over a man, but to be silent. And you see, that's what Paul said. And that's why he had said, I would not read Paul's book to my listeners. And I don't know what has happened, but my listeners I have very few. This last week, I didn't have any. And then, today I hope I have some. We are going to the book of Romans, and we're going to start at chapter 1. And I'm going to try, I will read chapter 1 to you. And if God is willing, I will read chapter 2 and then be finished. Okay, let us read verse 1 and 1, chapter 1, verse 1. Paul, a servant of Jesus Christ, called to be an apostle, separated unto the gospel of God, which he had promised afore, and afore means before, by his prophet in the Holy Scriptures, concerning his Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. And that is our Lord. You know, when I read, I think it was in the book of Luke, where I had told you that he is not, when I say he, Canaan is not in Christ's genealogy. And I heard this morning a pastor was saying that he was teaching on that. And he said even a first grader or whatever, it was an elementary size student could tell you that that Canaan is not in Christ's genealogy, but we are. I want you all to know that. I want you all to be on the same page with me. And then I shouldn't get distracted. Let me pick up. I'm on verse 3, chapter 1 of Romans, verse 3. Concerning his Son, Jesus Christ our Lord, which was made of the seed of David according to the flesh. So what he's saying is that Christ is from the seed of David, and that is the seed from Adam. I don't know where those other people are from. They said in Romans 2 and 9 and 3 and 9, it says those people are the children of Satan. And they very well may be, because they do not have hair like wool hair. Their hair is straight like white folks. And I don't know, maybe they are from the son of Satan. I don't know. The Bible says they are. So I'm going to say they are from the sons of Satan. They are from Satan. They are Satan's children. That's what I'm saying. And I'm not taking it back, because I think they are. Verse 4. And declared to be the Son of God, which with power, according to the Spirit of holiness, by the resurrection from the dead, by whom we have received grace, and grace is favor and honor and apostleship for obedience of the faith. And faith is your trust and belief among all nations for his name. So we, in Jesus Christ's name, and Jesus Christ, I want my sheep to know. I guess not many people are listening, but when you begin to listen and to my program, maybe at a later date, it's all right, because I'm doing what God said. I want to go to heaven. These white folks have caused me too much hell down here, when I should be happy all the time. verse 6, among whom all you are also the call of Jesus Christ. Verse 7, to all that be in Rome, beloved of God, called to be saints, grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. First, I thank God through Jesus Christ for all of you, that your faith is spoken of throughout the whole world. Verse 9, for God is my witness, whom I serve with my spirit and in the gospel of his Son, through his Son, that without ceasing I make mention of you always in my prayers, making requests, if by any means now, at length I might have a prosperous journey by the will of God to come to you. For I long to see you, that I may impart unto you some spiritual gifts to the end of my establish, to the end you may establish. Let me read that verse 11 again. For I may impart unto you some spiritual gifts to the end you may be established. That is, that I may be confident to you. Lord, I'm reading that wrong. Verse 12 says, that is, that I may be comforted together with you by the mutual faith, both you and me. Now I would not have you ignorant, brothers, that I purpose to come unto you, but was let hereto that I might have some fruit among you also, even as other Gentiles. Verse 14, I am a debtor both to the Greek and to the barbarians, for both to the wise and to the unwise. So, as much as is in me, I am ready to preach the gospel unto you that are in Rome also. For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation. And salvation is deliverance from sin and evil. I forget what salvation means. But it says, for I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God to salvation, and salvation is deliverance from sin to everyone that believeth, to the Jews first, and also to the Greeks. Verse 17, for therein is the righteousness of God, revealed from faith to faith. As it is written, the just shall live by faith. for the wrath of God is revealed from heaven. Excuse me, I had to burp. It said, verse 18 says, for the wrath of God is revealed from heaven. Oh. Against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who hold the truth in untruthness, unrighteousness. Let me read that verse 18 again. It says, for the wrath of God is revealed from heaven. So sheep, you know it's revealed from heaven. Against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who hold the truth in unrighteousness, but that which may be known of God is manifest in them, for God has showed it unto them. Verse 20, for the invisible things of him from the creation of the world are clearly seen, with being understood by the things that are made, even his eternal power of the Godhead. And see, the Godhead is the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, okay? That's what I want you all to know, the Godhead, who the Godhead is, so that they are without excuse. Verse 21 says, because that, when they knew God, they glorified him not as God, neither were thankful, but became vain. And vain is like nothing in their imagination, and their foolish heart was darkened. Verse 22, professing themselves to be wise, they became fools and changed the glory of uncorruption of God into an imagine made like to corruptible men, a bird and a four-footed beast and creeping things. Now, 22, let me read chapter 22 to you again. Professing themselves to be wise, they became fools and changed the glory of the uncorruptible God to an imagine made like to corruptible man, and to birds and the four-footed beasts and creeping things. Wherefore God also gave them up to uncleanness through the lust of their own heart, and dishonor their own bodies between themselves. Verse 25, who changed the truth of God into a lie, and worshiped and served the creature more than the Creator, who is blessed forever. Amen. And for this cause, God gave them up unto vile affection. And even their women did change their natural use into that which is called, into that which is against nature. And likewise also men, leaving the natural use of the woman, buried in their lust one toward another, men with men, working that which is unseemly, and received in themselves the compensation of their own error, which was meet. Verse 28. And even as they did, not like a certain, excuse me, let's start verse 28 again. And as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge, God gave over to a reprobate mind and to those things which are not convenient, being filled with all unrighteousness, fornication, wickedness, covetousness, maliciousness, full of envy, murder, debate, deceit, malignant, and whisperers. Backbiters, haters of God, despiteful, proud, boasters, inventors of evil things, disobedient to their parents, without understanding, covenant breakers, without natural affection, impartial. No, that's not impartial. Imperceivable, unmerciful, and knowing the judgment of God, that they would commit such things are worthy of death. Not only do the same thing, but have pleasure in doing them that do them. Let me just read over this. This stuff, men with men, that's where I didn't know that it said that. Paul is saying that all unrighteousness, and where it says men with men, I read it just a second ago, and the courts of the United States have ruled that same-sex marriage, that goes against our Bible. This Bible was written for us, black people. It wasn't written for those with straight hair. Come on. It says men with men right here, chapter 27. And likewise also men leaving the natural use of a woman burn in their lust one toward another. Men with men working that which is unseemly, and receiving in themselves the recompense of their error, which was met. This is what Paul is saying, and I ask that you sheep read chapter 1. You read that. Let me get up and from my seat and see how much time I have. I pay good money for my computer, and it is acting up. I'm going to take you to the shop this evening, or maybe I'll take you to the shop. Ooh, they probably are closed, 'cause this is not right. Let's see. Let us have a closing word of prayer. I have read all of chapter 1 to you, and I don't know how much time I have left for this program. Let me see. I'm going to close it out. Yeah, I'm going to close it out, and maybe it'll come back in. I should not. I should be talking to you because radio time costs money. And I want to impart what is said to you in the Bible. I don't know why my computer is acting up like this. Let me see, blog. I really should be talking to you. But I'm not talking to you. And I don't think I'm trying to get my program up so I can see what it says. It says I have 8 minutes left. Well, I'm just going to tell you to read chapter 1 of Romans and read it for yourselves. I have read it to you. And I will tell you now. Well, let's have an end prayer, ending prayer. I'm going to thank our Heavenly Father for all that he has come to do with us. And I say, Father, we, your sheep, we come to you with humble hearts, and we ask that you give us a sound, sane mind and good health. Thank you for protecting us while we are sleeping. In Jesus' name, or Yeshua's name, I pray. Now, sheep, I'm going to ask that you go to Amazon and purchase my books. I want you to purchase The Broken Plant. That's my children's book. I want you to purchase The Unseen. And, you know, God talks about the invisible things. And that's what I was seeing, invisible things. I call it the unseen. You should get that book. Then I want you to purchase the book I have called The Passing. Now, you spell my name, S-O-N-D-R-A, Harris, H-A-R-R-I-S. That's, purchase those books. I would love for you to purchase those books. I have a brand new car. I was able to get it. Thank God for that. And by you buying my books will not cause me to purchase a vehicle nor a house. I already have those things. I want you also to buy this book, How to Eat and Live Longer. Okay, that is by Reginald J. Eady, M.D. You get that book. It will tell you how to eat. You know, Leviticus chapter 11 tells you how to eat as well. And when I say Leviticus chapter 11, that is in the Bible. that tells you how to eat. And I'm going to say, thank you for listening. You all could have been doing something else, somewhere else. But instead, you are listening to me. You see, the devil is in the world. You see, the hard time he has given me,
Father,
this day, he doesn't want me to
help your children.
If it's not one thing, it's
don't let them fall.
Nothing else. It's
by
always
the side
something else.
Of the road.
To
love one another,
and I just love that playing on my
and heaven might
be
a place in their heart. Jesus is love,
and you will find out things in the Bible.
He won't let you
that
down.
You are not being taught,
and I know.
We've
got to walk on.
That God's people was attacked.
Walk
in
on
Israel.
Through
and it
temptation.
The,
for
Jesus
and His wisdom will be our helping hand. I know
the
truth.
Attack.
And His word.
Everything they say is a lie.
Lift up my heart.
Jesus Christ.
To be
thankful. The Bible says. And for He,
Jesus is love. He won't let you die.
When it comes back. But I know one thing.
I know.
Today.
Jesus.